Joining me this afternoon is the environmental manager for the city of Wenatchee, Jessica Shaw. Good afternoon, Jessica.
Good afternoon, Kevin. Thank you for having me here today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We apparently always get to talk to you only at the home show, so we're excited that we actually get to like talk outside of the town Toyota Center.
Yeah, usually I just get my once a year. I get volunteered to be the one that talks at the home show because not many other people are interested in doing that, but I've always enjoyed it, so glad to be here today.
It is kind of funny at the home show because we have our sales team that goes around and tries to get people to come on the air. And there are people that will be like, I'm on, let's go. And like, they are ready. Like, they want to go be on the radio. And then there's the booths that kind of all stare at each other. And it's almost like, all right, we're going to draw straws. Whoever draws the short straw.
I seem to get the short straw, but it's okay. I don't mind. I'm actually starting to enjoy it. So
well, that's good. We've been taking my job before I know it. So we're going to talk a little bit about water use efficiency because the city of Wenatchee is going to be updating their water use efficiency goals. And first off, tell us a little bit about what the city considers, like when they look at water use efficiency, what does that mean to the city?
Yeah, good question. So people may remember we used to call this water conservation back in the day, but as things have evolved, we now think of it as not so much how can we conserve water, but how can we be more efficient on a day-to-day basis. So here in Wenatchee, we're very fortunate to have abundant supply of great, tasting, safe drinking water. And so, you know, we don't end up with these conservation times like where people say, oh, no water in your lawn, or you can only water your lawn on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thankfully, we don't have that because we have plenty of water. So the goal now is to look at how can we develop sustainable habits? So how can we look at saving water every day so that we can extend our water source and make sure that we have lots of water for many more years to come? So the shift is not just, you know, temporary save water here and there. It's like every day, what can we do, like fixing leaky toilets or taking shorter showers or maybe not putting so much water on the lawn or thinking about, hey, if it rained today, maybe I shouldn't water the lawn, turn those sprinklers off. So there's lots of different ways that we're just trying to get people trained to think about how they can conserve water and use water efficiently.
I love my long showers, though. I love that quiet time. Is that one time where you just kind of, anyways, I don't have a hot tub, so that's what I get. I know what you're saying, though. It's about that idea of being conscious every day.
And sustainable behaviors. Not that every now and then you can't take an extra long shower, but just think about ways that every day you can help save water, conserve water, use it more efficiently. And then maybe there's easy things just like how long you have your sprinklers set or how you water your lawn or just checking in on your sprinklers. Do you have a broken sprinkler that's causing a geyser every morning? You know, little things like that add up, and then you can take longer showers.
Well, the other thing, too, I think, and it's one thing that my wife and I have talked about, is that idea where you almost have to kind of be willing to look at your yard and go, okay, it's not all green, and that's okay.
Yeah,
like, because people water it because they want it to be green. Grass is green, and that's what they know. And so, you know, sometimes you have to look at it and go, okay, if it's mostly green with a little bit of brownish, it's okay.
Well, and there is a certain, you know, there is something as too much water. So there is overwatering can occur. And so figuring out how much water your lawn needs, because your lawn will go dormant for a period of time, and it's okay that, you know, it may change colors, but then you just want to be careful about that watering and not continue to just put so much water that you create a sponge in your front yard. So
so you guys are creating some of these new efficiency goals. I guess the current ones are expiring at the end of this year. So talk us a little bit about through the process of going through and creating these new water use efficiency goals, and then we'll get to what they look like then at the other end.
Yeah, very good. So the water use efficiency goals, we've been setting goals for probably about the last 12 years now, and about every 6 years we come back and say, hey, city water customers, what do you think we should be working on to be more efficient in our water use? And this year we're trying to make a bigger effort to get people to say, this is what we think we should be working on. Because then once we establish these goals through our public forum, then the city staff then gets direction to say, okay, this is the educational information, or here's the outreach we can do to customers to help them meet this goal. So we're here to help support those customers in meeting the goals. In the past, our goals have mostly focused on reducing outdoor seasonal water use. So like in the summertime for our residential customers, kind of like we talked about, just making sure your lawn is getting the right amount of water and not too much water. And we like to remind people too, you know, a lot of the people in our water system use drinking water for their lawn. So that drinking water, you know, there's only so much clean, safe drinking water out there in the world. And if we're throwing it on the lawn, we don't want to be wasting it. So that seems like an area that in the past people have expressed interest in. And so our goals have been focused on that. And so, yes, as you mentioned before, we're coming up on the end of our last goal setting. So it looks like we're going to be able to meet those goals, which, like last summer, we saved 10 million gallons of water over last summer by being more efficient in our summer water use. So it can have a big impact on how much water we're saving.
Go Wenatchee.
Yeah.
So obviously you guys are in the process of creating some new goals for this year, and I'd imagine you want the public to be involved in that because you've talked about the public being involved in that. So how can the public be involved in that? I'm sure there's multiple ways, but let's kind of go through some of those.
We've set up two main ways. Of course, you're always welcome to call us. We have our many numbers at the city, and you're happy to call. The 888-3235 is the main number for water quality and water use efficiency questions. But then we're also hosting a public forum August 29th. Next Wednesday at Pybus Market. Hopefully everybody knows where Pybus Market is. We'll be down in the main open area of the market from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. So come have lunch and talk to us and let us know what you think the goals should be. We have a couple proposals, but we're also open to other ideas of what folks think we should have for a goal. And then we're also up until next week, we're also taking votes online. So I'm a working mom. I totally understand that you may not have time to get out to Pybus Market on Wednesday the 29th. But come online, get online to the city's website. And that's the www.wenatcheewa.gov. And if you go to water use WaterWise, then there's also a link from the front page of the Wenatchee website. The survey literally takes a couple minutes. So please, if you can't make it, definitely get online and fill out that survey for us.
Why is it so important to get that public feedback, to get that, get the public involved in this as opposed to coming out there saying, because you guys have all the data. You guys have all the numbers and you can kind of see how everything's going. And you could probably say, we see some areas of improvement here. Why is it so important to get the public involved?
I think the biggest thing is if we want people to actually implement some of these practices to use water efficiently, it has to be something they want to do or that they think is feasible. So that's where we really appreciate people letting us know that, yeah, I think I can, you know, be more efficient in watering my lawn, or no, I'd rather look at maybe more efficient ways to use water inside the house. So let us know, because, you know, then that way we can target our outreach and our efforts to what people actually are interested in working on and improving.
Jessica Shaw, the environmental manager from the city of Wenatchee. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation about why the city is getting involved in this and how you can be a part of that and why it's so important that we do this going forward. News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:22.
560 KPQ at KPQ.com.
Welcome back to the agenda. Kevin Rounce filling in for Michael Knight, being joined by environmental manager for the city of Wenatchee, Jessica Shaw. She's here talking about the fact that the city is updating their water use efficiency goals. They do this every 6 years, and the current goals are expiring at the end of 2018. They want to get the new goals ready to go so that they have something to shoot for by the end of 2024. There will be a public meeting at Pybus Market next Wednesday, so a week from tomorrow, from 11:30 to 1:30. So you can take a look at their proposals, give it your own thoughts on what you'd like to see. You can also find out more at their website, wenatcheewa.gov. And Jessica, I think one of the things I think would be interesting to talk about is a little of how does Wenatchee compare? Like whether it's, I don't know how much information you have, because I'm guessing there's a literal ocean's amount of information about water use around the country. But how does Washington compare? What do we know?
Yeah, so Kevin, a couple of things that we looked at in preparing the goals is, and one of the questions that comes up from the Department of Health too, because they're the ones who oversee the water use efficiency program for the state and work with all the different water utilities, was, you know, where should we focus our attention on for these goals? You know, are we using more water than most people in the summertime, or is it just our general household water use that's higher? And so those were some of the things that staff looked into as we were developing these goals. And so in particular, we found that on a national average, people use about 120 gallons per day per person. And currently, the city of Wenatchee, as of last year, was at about 134 gallons. So there's a little room for improvement there. So this year, as I mentioned, the past year goal was to reduce seasonal summer outdoor water usage. So we proposed a new goal this year to actually reduce overall per person use for the year. Now, granted, a lot of that water use that you see happens during the summertime. It's hot. You got the sprinklers going. They're filling the pool. You're running through the slip and slide. But there's water savings that can happen all year round, as we talked about indoor water use. So we proposed a goal of getting down to 125 gallons per person per day, which would get us closer to that national average for water use. Another thing to keep in mind, which is what we call like low hanging fruit as far as water use efficiency, is leaks. So if you have a leaky faucet, there's some studies that have been done that if you have a drip of 60 drops per minute, so that's like a drop per second. So drip, drip, drip.
The water torture drop.
The water torture drop. Yes. 192 gallons a month. Wow. So that adds up, you know, easy things that you can do. Another silent one is toilets. Sometimes people can't hear because you have the refrigerator running, other appliances, you may not hear that toilet leaking. And so that's another way that you can be losing water and not even really notice. But all those things add up. So, we do offer when we are at the home show and also at our front office on McKittrick Street at the Public Service Center, we have these really cool dye strips that you can put in the back of your toilet and you wait. And if the blue starts to show up in the toilet bowl, you know you have a leaky toilet and it's time to replace that equipment in the back. So really easy ways to figure out if that toilet is leaking. So.
That is, it's almost like, you remember when I was a kid, and I don't know, maybe this is a unique experience for me, but you remember when you were a kid, you would brush your teeth and the dentist would give you the little, like, drop or something like that, that you would, like suck it on it or drink it or something like that. And then you would look at any place that was still red or whatever the color was. Yeah, that's what you missed, and you had to go back and brush your teeth again. So that's almost like what this is doing here.
Yep, but the same way, very easy technique to figure out. I know we've had some kind of funny experiences where a couple will call us, and they're retired, and then the wife's like, I know that toilet's leak, and the husband's like, nope, I don't hear anything. And so we're like, okay, we could solve this this issue. We have the answer. So, and then it's always fun to have them, you know, test their toilet, drop the little dye strip in, and we wait, see who's right. And, you know, a lot of times.
You saved many a marriage, maybe, or maybe made them worse. I'm not sure that way.
Well, at least we stopped a leak. So that's our goal anyway.
There you go. I think we tried to keep marital counselors. No.
That's extra.
That's extra. But no, that's good. I mean, I think that's one of the things that people don't even think about. You just get, you know, when you're a kid, you're trained. Brush your teeth. Flush the toilet, you know, and you don't even, like, you just go and then you zoom out. You're a kid, you got places to go. And so I got to say, I don't have kids, but I have turned in to the dad that runs around and wants to check everything. Like, what's going on? Like, is our light on somewhere? Why is it on? Is there a door or window open? Why is that open? You know, like, I have that guy that is turning into, like, all right, I'm going to look for everything in this possible house that could cost us any kind of money, and I'm going to find out what is going on with it and try to get it fixed.
Perfect. We're going to add to your checklist, check the toilet.
I'll get those little drops, and I'll just drop them in the toilet.
Yep. Yes.
When you guys were looking at this, obviously this program is at least 6 years old, but probably much older than that. And you talked about water use efficiency, and you kind of touched on it at the beginning, but why is it so important at the city level to get involved in programs like this and to make sure that people are doing things, trying to take steps so that they're being, I guess it's not conservation anymore, but being more efficient in their water use?
Good question, Kevin. And I think it comes back to the idea that every little bit matters. People don't always think, well, you know, so what if I just let my sprinklers run and the yard's a little soggy. But if everybody thinks that way, all of a sudden we're using a lot more water than what we really need. And at some point in the future, we're going to have to consider, how do we get more water? And those things can be very expensive. And finding clean water is tough. We're just very fortunate that we have ample supply today and we have clean water. And so we just hope everybody understands that every little bit they do does matter. So even on an individual level, we want people to start getting on their checklist, things like getting leaks fixed promptly, you know, thinking about their irrigation systems and making those more efficient and considering, you know, changing the irrigation cycles, like how long you're watering as you get closer to fall, shortening those times on your sprinkler systems, getting sprinklers repaired. There's all kinds of things that people can be doing. And so developing the goals also helps us focus our education and outreach for folks on things that they're interested in. What do you want to work on, or what do you want to try and do better at? And so then that way we can use, our resources to better improve things that people are interested in working on. So.
And I think with sprinklers, that's one of the things that I had to figure out once I had a sprinkler system and, you know, I wasn't just running the back and forth,
mm-hmm.
is that a lot of those overlap. And yeah. so there might be situations in which you can actually cut down the time each individual sprinkler cycle runs, because really you're hitting some of the same places multiple times with each, you know, some people have those sprinklers where I have a sprinkler set where apart from the like extreme outer edges, everything gets hit twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can cut. And so I can think of, well, I would like to I would like to run it for X amount of time. Well, I can cut that in half because I know both of those sets are going to run and hit it each time.
Exactly right. And then, you know, having automatic sprinklers is wonderful because you set it and forget it, but you do need to check in on those things throughout the summer and look at how long you're watering, and also consider, you know, it didn't happen this summer very much, but when we do have rainstorms or periods where the weather is cooler, consider adjusting those irrigation times down or even just shutting it off. If we have a great rain event, then there you go. You don't have to water that
day. If we could only get a great rain event, that would be extraordinarily helpful in so many different ways.
I keep hoping. It's been a strange summer. We haven't had as much rain as what we usually get. So
How much of the process in terms of this water use efficiency is like reclaimed water or water that, you know, is essentially going through the system, has been used for something like an irrigation or something that isn't non-drinking use, and then it can get like be part and brought back into the system again?
Yeah, so the city doesn't have any reclaimed water at this point in time, but there are folks out there who use irrigation water, which is separate from the city's drinking water. So we have two different sources of water that ultimately ends up on the yard. It can come from the reclamation, Greater Wenatchee Reclamation District, which is the, a lot of people call that the irrigation water. It comes out of the canal, and that surface water that ultimately comes from the Wenatchee River. And then you have our drinking water, which, of course, comes from the East Bank Aquifer. And so that is something, too, for people to understand, is where your water comes from. And whether you have irrigation water from the Reclamation District or you're using city water to water, I think these water use efficiency measures still apply to both of those scenarios.
Yeah, I know. And I know, having done ag for a couple of years, and we'll wrap it up here, but I know having done ag for a couple of years in terms of reporting and news and stuff, there are so many programs and different ways that agricultural producers can get phone apps now and digitize. I mean, they can really, like, if they have the money to put into it, like, you can micromanage your irrigation use out in the field. It's unbelievable.
And the same is probably true of your landscaping. So it just depends on how much you're into it. So,
Jessica Shaw, the environmental manager from the city of Wenatchee. A reminder, if you want to get involved in helping shape the use of the water use efficiency rules and goals, next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Pybus Market, there'll be some suggested proposals, but you'll also be able to give feedback as well if you want to do it in person. You can also do it online on the Wenatchee government or the City of Wenatchee's website, just going to the WaterWise section. Jessica, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Kevin.